News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Just before we get to what's happening with Fine Gael, Ciara, or actually, sorry, maybe we'll talk about Tony Holohan in a minute, because that is, he's obviously announcing...
that he's not running.
He is not running. And obviously, Mairead McGuinness pulling out on Thursday night. We spoke about that on Friday morning. And it does seem like everything is pointing towards Helen Humphreys becoming...
Heather. You said Helen.
Did I? I thought I said Heather. Heather Humphreys is going to stand.
What about the Sean Kelly query, clearing of the pitch?
Firstly, I'm firmly of the view Heather Humphreys will stand. I hear lots of people saying, well, will she? She will stand. And I would expect an announcement of that sooner rather than later. She would be the choice of the parliamentary party. I don't think there's any question
about
that.
Would she also be, though, the choice of the grassroots too?
I think so. But
she's very popular, isn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah. Now, Sean Kelly is popular in the party, but... Will he stand aside? I can't imagine him going forward into a contest that I don't think he can win.
If they do have a contest, they'll want it wrapped up, what, within about 2 weeks?
Less? Absolutely.
They said they want to launch properly at the start of September.
Yeah. I think it has to be done and dusted by the end of August. So I don't think there'll be a contest. I think it will be Heather Humphreys would be my expectation. I have to say, I had an interesting emotion when I read this morning that Tony Holohan would not be standing. And it was one of relief, I have to say, Ciara. Relief for Tony Holohan, because I think there was... You know that scene in the original Naked Gun where there's a queue of people on the plane, you know, waiting...
To punch somebody.
Yeah. And, you know, somebody's holding a baseball bat, somebody else is a boxer. I sort of felt that about Tony Holohan, that there was
a
queue of people...
It's not just Tony Holohan, Shane.
Yeah, it's not. It absolutely isn't. But I think... He would have got unbelievable flack. Really unfairly, I think he would have got. But that's the contest.
I read this morning that he was dropping out due to fear that there would be, it would be so bruising and so much abuse. And it reminded me, I was thinking, was it about a month ago, I think it was, A.D. Roach came out and said she still hasn't really gotten over the presidential election because it was so...
And that was 1997.
...distressing for her and for her family and for all that. And bear in mind who A.D. Roach was. She was running a children's charity that took children out of an area where there was radiation. I mean, on paper, it sounded like there would be nothing to bruise her about, but it was so bruising that she still thinks about it and it still upsets her. And I think I can see exactly why Tony Holohan has pulled out of it, because he's right, he probably would have been put through the mill. And what I thought this morning, is this what we want? Now, I understand it's a bit different, a presidential election, because people are kind of running on their character, because they can't run on a policy platform because they're not going to have any ability to affect policy.
So a lot comes down to the person.
Yeah, and if they came out and said, I'm going to, you know, fix the health service or something, people would laugh at them because that's not possible. So they have to run on character, and therefore it's their character that's kind of torn asunder. But the way it is torn asunder...
It's not good for democracy. I don't think it is. If people are terrified to run... I'm not suggesting Tony Holohan was terrified to run. He said he was able, but I'm not putting my family through it, especially given all they have been through in recent years.
To me, when I look at it, I think obviously democracy involves you putting yourself in front of the people and the people deciding and all of that. But when it is... when the baptism of fire of doing that is so severe that's putting people off entering the ring, I think that is bad for democracy.
Yeah,
I worry about it, because there's not many people, it looks to me, like are apart from maybe Sean Kelly, biting the hand off at the wrist to run for president. And I think it's partly to do with the race. Let us know what you think about it. Are we getting it wrong? How should we go about all of this? And if we're putting off good people, is that a bad thing? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
10 minutes.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.